What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. We got some cool collabs to talk about, Honda making some power and a bunch of new stuff. Let's get in this. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all right now tuning in to the premiere. This is awesome. I'm glad you're all here. Welcome back to another Monday night. If this is your first episode, absolutely hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock, because this is the Honda Recap. Wanted to kick this off with Boosted Boys. A lot of you know that Honda is back together. A lot of stuff has been going on with them and Kyle and PFI and all the guys heading out to Florida. Honda actually had some problems with the flywheel, but that doesn't really get these guys down at all, because you know the Honda and Boosted Boys are never down very long. Transmission came out, flywheel bolt issue, all back together, ripping later that night. Really excited to see the Boosted Boys out there having fun in action right now. And I saw an Instagram story of Honda at HP Logic, Jack Cecil doing his magic. Don't think I didn't notice that. Can't wait to see that content. If you want to follow some really cool stuff right here on YouTube, you should definitely follow Jackie Ding and his S2000. Grid life, time attack, and running around the country racing in his S2000. In the past couple weeks, he has actually crashed his S2000, lost control, went off track, hit the driver's side of his car, some fender damage, some wheel damage, some stuff like that. But that doesn't really get Jackie Ding down that much. He's actually going to rebuild and I think send it as much as he can. But I actually think this might be the end of Jackie Ding and his S2000, because in his latest video, he kind of goes over a lot of the things that was going wrong with the car and kind of maybe new beginnings. I know he's got an AE86 that he's been trying to build and the S2000 has been taking him around. So I think this could be the end of the S2000. He wants to finish off the season, I'm fairly sure, but I'm really excited to see what he's going to start racing next. He's got a lot of experience behind the wheel, so it's very interesting to see what his next choice would be. Back to the track, we've got garage built Hondas in one of the cleanest track EF hatches out there, and it makes sense that John would have one of the cleanest EF hatches out there with the front splitter and the PCI wing on the back out there at the track. I love the footage that he always brings out. You get to see all the friends, the community that he has around him going to the track and track footage. I really love these cars. I really love the fact I have one myself. I'm really excited to see this summer, because he's going to put in much more effort into this EF. I know it's coming. It's right now with a B20. I think he actually got his hands on a Hondata. So getting the cams that he has in there, getting it tuned, and some more track footage is going to be a very fun next couple videos. One thing here on YouTube that we love so much is when people actually collab together. And the latest videos you've been kind of watching, Zosh, who got some track life fenders on his Integra, and no other than Adam Bodie from Bodie Vision out there in Florida helped him install them on Christina. Zosh drove all the way out there for those guys to be able to collab, and it's a really awesome video because Adam loves to describe step by step what he does exactly to make sure everything goes together, from taking the fenders off, measuring and cutting. And I gotta say, that car came out very well. And I'm really hoping you two got to sat down with a crisp glass of water and discuss maybe get repainting Christina down the line. You know what? That way you guys can do a little bit more collab. I think Zosh has mentioned that he kind of wants to get certain things retouched up or just everything done up again, maybe for a version 2.0 or 7.0 at this point. I think if you went over there with Bodie Vision, he'd help you out right there with the brand new color. Next up, we got Law, Tommy Law. A lot of you guys know this guy from his EK hatch. He had an ITR in there, and then he has a fully refreshed V16 in his EK because he wanted to be able to drive around with his friends, turnkey, AC, everything else, and be able to enjoy the car smog legal. I'm still interested in seeing how far along you are with the smog process. As many of you know, he has been helping his brother swap in a K20 into his EK sedan. They finally got it started. I think there's a couple wiring issues that they need to get figured out, but Tommy knows what he's doing. He's got a lot of great parts and a lot of experience and a lot of knowledgeable friends out there. So if anything were to go down, they'd be able to fix it. In the latest video, you actually saw the car turning on, idling. It's very, very quiet with that twin loop exhaust. I'm very excited to see this thing finally hit the road. Following that, we've got Deadbeat Garage with Shiloh and the 2JZ Civic. About last year almost, or a couple months back, Shiloh actually showed that he had an EJ1 coupe that he was putting a 2JZ in it and going to drift it. In the latest couple videos, they actually show you it's on all four wheels, fuel cell in the back, the motor is built and in the car with a huge wing on the back. It looks awesome. I'm really excited for all of you guys out there to finally get this car wired up and turning on. If you guys aren't following Deadbeat Garage, you absolutely should. This guy's got a BMW that he's starting to get into the drifting. Obviously, he's got the khaki Civic. He's been working on that B20 VTEC, and he's been doing this all after he just moved and got his garage finally all set up. 2JZ Civic Mighty Max, the khaki Civic, and a couple other things I think in his arsenal this channel is ramping up to do very well this year. Following that, I wanted to talk about Boostline products. These guys made a video with a 1,000 horsepower, four piston engines that are being built out there, and they had the engine on a dyno, talking about the motor being able to take, what was it, 45 or 55 PSI, making 1,000 horsepower. These heads and blocks are built for just insane amount of power, and they built them reliably in a sense that you could literally drive this car on the street if you want, flip a switch or dial and hit 1,000 horsepower. I love these kind of videos because they're very instructional and they show you it working actually on there on the engine dyno. I'll have this video clip. You guys can check it out in the description below, and especially for everybody else I'm talking about, you can definitely find out their information down in the description. If you guys know other really cool videos of engines being built, definitely let me know. Last but not least, there's Chris Sadowski, who's been out there having fun in his Del Sol, and I'm really excited that he made a chassis brace for the target top of the Del Sol. These things have been popping up a little bit here and there and have for the longevity of the Del Sol. So I'm really happy that finally you're enjoying the Del Sol enough to start creating a product for it. It definitely needed. I've thought about this in the long run that the Del Sol didn't really get too many products through the JDM scene aside from all the parts that came on the Del Sol from Japan. So the majority of the products that have come out for the Del Sol are community built. That's one thing I really love about owning a Del Sol and being a part of the Del Sol community, because if there is something that needs to be made, it came from the community members' hands. All right, guys, with that said, I want to jump into the next segment, and that is things that are made from the community itself. And to kick this off, I want to talk about Mayhem Metalworks. A lot of you have taken the bumper off your car, not really liked the actual bumper support there, the crash bar for say. It's big, it's bulky, it doesn't really look that great. If you have an intercooler, it kind of takes up too much space. And you want to tuck your radiator, it kind of takes up too much space. So I really enjoy these products. Mayhem Metalworks is basically making very nice, sleek, powder-coated crash bars for your car, because we absolutely do need them. These are literal tin cans with wheels that we're driving around and putting down 300, 500, 600 horsepower out here on the street. So to not have the crash bar, we gotta have it, guys. But I gotta tell you right now, I really love the fact that Mayhem Metalworks is making them for a plethora of chassis. So props to you guys. Following that, I want to talk about Eric Orangebilt. You've seen these catch cans that he's made with his bare hands in his garage. You've seen them on a couple other channels, specifically Hunter Tuned, I think, is running a few of them on the cars he has. I really like the fact that Eric is doing everything in his garage on his downtime. He's also building a really awesome car. If you guys haven't checked him out, definitely check him out. He's out there on Instagram at Eric Orangebilt. He's got a couple different ones you can do. He makes catch cans that fit in your battery tray or the cylinder ones that you can put on the firewall. I really enjoy his work, and I really love to see him get a little bit more attention. All right, following that, we got these week's underrated. That is Sleepy EG's J-Series EG. These guys are almost at 1,000 subscribers. They've been putting in work, but they have a J-swapped EG that looks awesome. I think it went down. They got it rebuilt, but not many people obviously are putting J-Series in EGs. You see them in a lot of other cars. I've seen some in some S2000s. I've seen some in other vehicles, but the EG hatch doesn't get too much love with this motor. It's very unorthodox. I've even seen one in a Del Sol once. Following that, we got WJP004, this hill climb J-swapped EG. It's built by a man who definitely knows what he's doing when it comes to fabrication and bodywork. This is one of the craziest V6 EG muscle cars, as he calls it. So if you guys are interested in watching a really cool J-swapped EG do hill climbs, definitely check out WJP004. All right, guys, following that, I'm going to slide into the next event, and that is the events that are going on. Not too many, but I did want to go over Carchella. A lot of you know what Coachella is, but Carchella is actually something that Joey from Sticky Deal Joe put out, and it's over the course of these past weekends that a bunch of cars actually got together, and it's really cool to see all the videos and all the cars that came out to the event from Joey's point of view and just for fun, ASCO images, and I'm sure La Tommy Law has a video out there as well. It's cool to see that this group of guys out there in SoCal are getting together just out there and up on the parking lot, hanging out, having fun early in the morning. I believe I saw a video from Joey said where he actually brought coffee in the morning, so it's a cool cars and coffee effect. A really cool event. I'm sure it's going to be happening every year. Following that, this actually happened last week and I wanted to bring it up, but I'll go ahead and bring it up now. Sila Garage also put out a post many years ago where he wanted to help somebody in need who needed a little bit more help on their car. A lot of people put out Lazy Man Garage Chris, and he did win. So this past weekend, we had Vasila Garage, Players Club, Chris Sadowski, and a plethora of other people head out there to SoCal and put in some wrench time on Lazy Man Garage's CRX. He has a bunch of things going on with this car. Not only great parts, but he chose a CRX that had a lot of rust in it. He just had the car, but he didn't want to just scrap everything. Chris from Lazy Man Garage has been putting in a lot of effort, cutting out body panels, welding in new ones, buying a bunch of awesome parts. When the CRX is actually done, he's really excited about it because he hopes it's going to be the way he can actually leave his house, drive around, have fun, and be a part of the community that he's built around himself. So proud of you, man. Really happy to Vasile for going out there. Happy birthday to you, by the way. Players Club coming in, putting in the wrench time in that engine bay. It's going to turn out very, very good. All right, guys, with that said, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. Thanks for tuning in yet again, another Monday night here. If this is the first time you're watching, make sure you hit subscribe, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. I'm really happy that we can get together here one night a week, kind of discuss Hondas, hanging out, current events, and see what's going on here in the community. If you guys are following any cool builds on Instagram, make sure to go down there into the comments below, leave a like, make sure you hit subscribe, and head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt, a hoodie, a sticker, anything else you guys want. I really appreciate everybody that has, and I'll catch you next week. Peace.